Well, visiting with Jill DeBruin today with the Marion County Farm Bureau. Jill, you're an outreach coordinator, as this is part of our Salute to Agriculture Special Edition News Magazine. Let's just start off talking a little bit about the Marion County Farm Bureau in general, kind of what you guys do and kind of Marion County specifically in regards to the kind of overarching Iowa Farm Bureau.
Right. Well, thanks for having me here today. We are glad to help promote agriculture. National Ag Week has just been here, and we're very excited to help people know what we're doing at Farm Bureau to make agriculture prominent in our communities.
Yeah, let's just start off talking about some different events that maybe you guys just had, and also that'll be upcoming on the calendar this year for the Marion County Farm Bureau.
Yeah. Well, one of the things that I work for the Federation side of Farm Bureau, which works with grassroots legislation, and we try to help help promote farmer-friendly legislation at the Iowa Capitol. So on the 18th, March 18th, a group of us will have been going to the Capitol. We're going to talk about our main focuses this year for Farm Bureau, one of which is the Grain Indemnity Fund. It's a farmer-funded fund that helps if a grain elevator were to go bankrupt. It gives those farmers some protections to recoup some of their losses. There is a fund there, but it's outdated and it needs to be revamped. So that's one of our legislative initiatives this year.
Can you also talk about in regards to foreign animal disease, kind of what that means, and then property taxes as well?
Yes, the foreign animal disease, one of the main things that we need to make sure is that the Iowa State University Vet Lab is funded and ready to help combat any epidemic that would come up from foreign animal diseases, and just legislation that helps make sure we're all ready, all of us are ready to protect our food supply.
Yeah, and also, you're an outreach coordinator, and you touched on it a little bit already, but kind of what all does your role consist of in regards to the Marion County Farm Bureau?
Right. I do a lot of things for the board, the office work for the Marion County Farm Bureau board. But I also really spend a lot of my time trying to reach kids for agriculture. A lot of our farm kids are far removed from having a direct relative on the farm anymore. I would say when I was a child, everybody had an aunt or uncle or grandpa or somebody they could get to a farm and visit. And that's getting a little further removed now. Some of these kids really have never been on a farm. So we love to get into the classroom, teach them where their food comes from, and promote events where they can come and do some hands-on activities for kids related to agriculture.
Jen, you mentioned the kids too. Can you talk about ag in the classroom? I know that's a big thing that you guys do. How does that work and what's that kind of consist of?
Yeah, Karen Adams is our ag in the classroom coordinator, and I work with her. She does a lot of preschool through third grade. We get into the classroom. I do fourth grade and fifth grade. We get into the classrooms. We just do lessons where I know one child was like, oh, cheese comes from milk. Like, they don't realize where that food in the grocery store came from. Karen Adams does a really neat lesson on, your pizza grows on the farm. And they learn that wheat was harvested on a farm, that those tomatoes were picked on a farm. And we just love to make farming relevant to kids so that they know it's important in their life, even if they aren't related to a farm.
Yeah, and with the kids too, you also have that Ag Day where they're held at the Marion County Fair. You know, that event is really neat, and I've been to it before. How significant is that for kids to really see and get really hands-on work of what's going on?
Yeah, it's a wonderful opportunity that we have teachers that are willing to, help schedule that day and get kids to the fairgrounds. We have usually about 10 different entities of agriculture there. We'll have, dairy, honeybees, we'll have ethanol related to corn. We'll have, last year we had a lot of FFAs helping us present on animal health and safety. We can get the kids a wide variety of centers to visit to learn about all different aspects of agriculture there that day. And it's a very efficient way to reach all of the fourth graders in Marion County that day for a very fun day of agriculture. We do have to give a shout out to the Marion County cattlemen that came and grilled for us that day. It was a fantastic lunch and a great day.
Yeah, and then this summer in June, you guys will be having Egg in the City. What is that event and kind of what goes on there?
Yeah, that's going to be on Thursday, June 26th. It's a Thursdays in Pella. They have special events on the square in Pella every Thursday through most of the summer. So we have one of those nights where we focus on agriculture. Marion County Farm Bureau helps coordinate that night. We help invite all of the ag entities that come. We have a booth there ourselves. We like to promote Farm Bureau there to people also. We will have our mini little farmhands displays there, which we'll also have at the Marion County Fair one day. But our mini little farmhands displays are displays that let the kids have hands-on experiences with agriculture. We have a dairy cow they can milk. We have corn they can pick off of field corn plants. We have a sheep that they can shear. And of course, they're displays made for kids. So like they use a little scraper to scrape cotton off the sheep. Kids just love it. It's a great way for them to pretend and learn at the same time.
You know, and with the Marion County Fair being in July, obviously that's a big event every year and a lot goes into that and, you know, a lot of different hands involved. You know, what is the Farm Bureau's role or how do they participate in the Marion County Fair?
Yeah, we like to have our, we have a tent, a center up there on Sunday. Let's see, I believe it is Sunday, July, it's the Sunday of the week of the fair, the 13th. And we'll have root beer floats. We just like to interact with all the Marion County residents. We provide root beer floats and just have a good time talking with everybody who helps make Marion a great county.
And you've talked about a big part of your role is reaching the kids. You know, how significant is that in that outreach level, especially in a state like Iowa that's so rich in agriculture and, you know, the future really is in farming. And that's a huge part of what sustains the state.
Right. One of the things we like to do with the kids in the classroom is let them know how many careers there are that they can have that are related to agriculture. You know, I mean, everyone won't get the opportunity to be a farmer, but a lot of our careers in Iowa are related to agriculture and really opens their eyes when they can see, well, like with that pizza lesson where you're showing them that their pizza grows on the farm, how many people it takes to get that ingredient from being picked on the farm to in the grocery store ready to be purchased. And I think the more that we can show kids how important agriculture is, it will help all of us in the future because they will understand why we need to protect it and why it's great.
Well, Jill, kind of before we close up our conversation today, any final thoughts from you regarding the Marion County Farm Bureau and just kind of what you guys do and being active in our community?
Yeah, well, if we also give out scholarships to high school, to kids that are going to college. We do the scholarships. We give a lot of donations out to organizations and all the other things we've mentioned so far. We're doing our membership drive right now. Through the end of March, we're trying to make sure that our membership is on track. If you have had any feeling like these initiatives line up with your personal values, we'd love to have you as a member. You can call the Marion County Farm Bureau office here in Knoxville, and we can help you become a member of Farm Bureau.
That's Jill DeBruin, joined us today from the Marion County Farm Bureau on our Salute to Agriculture Special Edition News Magazine. Thanks, Jill.
Thank you.